and we swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads.
Yes!
Today we have just two of us.
Yes! Lexi, your hunting Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your rummaging Ravenclaw.
Yes!
It's just us. That's cool.
That's cool.
We're the coolest.
Yeah, I think this is our... Is this our first podcast, just the two of us, Tori?
I think so. Oh, man.
I think so, too.
Celebration. High five.
How have we not done this? High five.
I know, right? Holy crap. We are doing a castle mini-sode. I'm so excited because we're actually doing the inside of Hogwarts grounds. Hogwarts.
Yes.
Not just the grounds.
If you've been listening to our whole mini-sodes series for the castle, we've covered all of the grounds, like the lake and the Quidditch pitch and all those things, and we're moving indoors.
Yes.
And what is our indoor topic for today, Tori?
We're doing ghosts.
Ghosts!
Not so homey, but it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. Probably, like, one of the coolest features of Hogwarts is the ghosts. And it really brings, like, the witchcraft to life.
It's true. Like, yeah. It's a whole other aspect, a whole other layer of the Harry Potter stuff. You're just like, oh, man.
Yeah. And I love how she just, like, leaned into this, like, spooky magic witch feel, but it's not like a scary series. Like,
yeah,
she puts scary things in there, like Lord Voldemort and everything, but she doesn't make it like a Goosebumps type, like, suspense, but all the elements are there for it to be scary.
It's true. I mean,
we see the softer side of the scariness.
The softer side of the scary.
It's like a haunted house with the lights on.
That sounds about right. It turns out that Hogwarts is the most heavily haunted place in Great Britain. Nice.
How do we know that?
That is on it's not Pottermore anymore. Wizarding World.
Yes. That's going to be a hard one.
Oh, I know. It's really easy. It just slips off the tongue, Pottermore. But yes, it's in J.K.'s writings. It is the most heavily haunted place in Great Britain. That's terrifying.
Interesting.
But a lot of ghosts have... Hogwarts is their home, and all their friends come. I mean, you know, like, Nicholas...
Yeah, they have, like, parties and stuff.
His whole, like, death day, he had, like, 100 people there.
Yeah!
So
do other ghosts just, like, live at houses and, like, random buildings and... Like, is there any in the ministry? Or the hospital?
I know, right? Like, I would think the hospital would be loaded, but...
Right?
Maybe...
This is where I died. I'm just gonna hang out here, man.
Well, I do know that it said that, in the writings of J.K., it said that these spirits or ghosts were or are either afraid of death and have some extraordinarily strong connection to the locations that they haunt.
Okay.
So there's got to be something more.
Do we know all the locations for the, or do we know all the connections that our Hogwarts ghosts have and why they chose Hogwarts?
So I can guess that Helena Ravenclaw, the Grey Lady... She
Ravenclaw.
Totally came because that is, like, that was her safe space. She's a Ravenclaw. Yeah. She's Ravenclaw's daughter, her Rowena's daughter. Like, I'm sure that that's it.
She probably
Bloody
grew
Baron.
Up there because her mom was building the castle.
Yeah. Bloody Baron followed because he's in love with her. Spoiler
that's
alert.
True.
I can't really guess the Fat Friar or some of the other ones. Binns.
I bet the Fat Friar was, like, the first Hufflepuff. Was like, this is my home.
This is my home. Well, Cuthbert Binns, the history of magic professor.
Oh,
he totally
forever,
yeah,
and then just kept teaching.
That's his job. We'll go into all of this ghost anyway.
Yeah, but like,
what?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna start my quote about
yeah,
ghosts.
Go for it.
So Harry's first experience with ghosts is in his first experience with ghosts is in Philosopher's Stone, and it says about 20 ghosts had just streamed through the back wall, pearly white and slightly transparent. They glided across the room, talking to one another and hardly glancing at the first years.
20?
So, yeah.
I missed that number. That's a lot.
Right?
We don't know all of them.
I mean, on my hand, I can only, like, maybe name 10. So I'm just like, who the frick are the rest?
Who else is there?
I know. But then, like, we see in Chamber of Secrets that there are tons. So let's... I do want to say these other two quotes. So these are from Severus Snape, as well as Sir Nicholas, or nearly headless Nick. That's the Nicholas I'm talking about. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Severus Snape, he says, a ghost, as I trust that you all are aware by now, is the imprint of a departed soul left upon the earth. So it's not really them. It's an imprint.
It's not their soul. Yeah.
Yeah. But I always wondered if that means, like, somewhat similar to paintings, which I know we're going to go into paintings as another mini, but, like, because paintings, to make it a magical painting, it's, like, a specific time or year of that person, and they live that same... They capture that.
It's like a photograph.
Yeah.
They capture their essence.
And I wonder if that sort of same thing happens with ghosts.
Well, so with ghosts, they say that, like in that Deathly Hallows, when Dumbledore is explaining it to Harry, that you just move on.
Yeah.
Or is it in Order of the Phoenix when he thinks...
Sirius
is going to come back. That's what it is that I'm thinking about. Yeah. But if their ghost is an imprint of their soul, then where's their soul if it doesn't move on?
Right? Like in limbo or something.
Yeah, do they just hang out in limbo forever? Like, that doesn't seem fair.
Stuck.
But if they move on, then why doesn't everyone just leave an imprint of their soul on Earth?
Yeah.
Get really crowded, but...
It would get really crowded. Sir Nicholas says, wizards can leave an imprint of themselves upon the earth to walk palely where they live, where their living selves once trod, but very few wizards choose that path. So there's some HP facts from Pottermore that I found about ghosts. So ghosts are unable to have a physical influence, though they are visible, and appear as a grayish silver imprint of their former selves. This blows my mind. So this is another fact I found. Ghosts pass through solid objects without damaging themselves or the material. However, they do create disturbances in water, fire, and air.
The Avatar.
The Avatar. Yes. But like... How crazy is that? Because I was thinking of Moaning Myrtle when she came into the lake to talk to Harry.
And there's like a splash.
There was a splash. And there's always a splash when she jumps into her toilet.
The bathroom, yeah.
Weird, right?
That's interesting. Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
But they can still walk through it, but it just causes
a disturbance. It causes a disturbance.
And maybe it's like the...
Like a ripple.
I'm trying to think of the science behind it, like...
Right? Like, why would that even be a fact? A
solid block has way more atoms that are, like, way interconnected to make it solid. Whereas, like,
everything
air,
else.
Obviously, or water, they're looser and there's more space for them to, like, travel between.
True. That's kind of cool.
That kind of holds
Science
up.
Science Lexi.
I should say I'm pretty proud of that.
Scientific Lexi over here. I love it. Let's see. Here's some more stuff about ghosts before we talk about all the ghosts that we know. When a living being passes through a ghost, it gives the sensation of plunging into ice-cold water. We've learned that from Harry, which it happens to a few times. Poor Harry.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like, holy crap. Non-magical people cannot become ghosts, nor can they see ghosts clearly. These are all from J.K. Rowling's writings. That sounds awesome. The Ministry of Magic, last little tidbit. Ministry of Magic actually has a spirit division within the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, which deals with ghosts specifically.
I didn't know that.
I totally spaced this. I was like, oh, well, I feel like an idiot. but I, like, honestly, I'm totally picturing a combined vibe of, like, Ghostbusters and Scooby-Doo, like, sort of working there.
Yeah, do they have, like, a registry that just goes ghost hunting, basically? Like, they're the ghost hunters.
Right.
But really just to, like, document ghosts. It's not to, like, find them and eradicate the spirit. It's just like, oh, a ghost! Can you sign this paperwork so we know that you exist?
Like... Can you sign your name? Like, why are you haunting this place? Why is this important to you? How long did you live? Like, it's like, what the heck is going on right now?
I know.
Like, I think it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they probably have a lot... they probably work with, like, the Muggle division. The misuse of Muggle...
Artifacts.
I don't know if it's Muggle artifacts that they work with, but just, like, the... people who are outreaching to Muggles, because there is so much, like, crossover between, like, what's being haunted and then what Muggles see from ghosts.
That's true.
Like, that's a really, like, strong crossover between the magical and non-magical world. So,
oh yeah,
I'm sure.
Well, they probably give them tips and when there's a new ghost.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, good. They're doing their job for us.
The Reddit and Tumblr boards. Like, the 1-800. Did you guys check out this place?
Oh, yeah, their contact number. They're like, call us. I love it. We're Division F.
We're Division F.
So we're going to talk about some known ghosts at Hogwarts that we know about and some of their backstories.
Yeah!
Yay!
So I'll start us off. The Bloody Baron is the first one. He is the ghost for Slytherin House. But, like, we don't really see a lot of him. So what does he actually do for the house? Like, does he advocate for them? Or does he just, like, keep their overall mood to be grumpy?
Sinister.
Like, that's his job. Yeah, he's like, well, you're Nick, not mean enough. Be meaner.
Nearly Headless Nick is always, like, being kind and trying to, like, help people or, like,
yeah, and, like,
give them advice.
The first
and it's
years,
like, I just don't see the Bloody Baron doing that.
Nope, nope. He's known to have multiple silver blood stains all over his body. So when people die, then that means they come as a ghost in the last form that they were in, right? Like wearing the same clothes in the same state that they were in when they died.
Maybe. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm nearly
That'd be the only way he has blood stains. That'd be the only way for Nearly Headless Nick.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Stardust, right? His like face is super squashed.
I love that
And they're
movie.
All like sitting on the shelf.
We haven't seen that in it forever. Aren't they all named like Primus, Octavius,
Septus
like things like that?
Unus
Septimus.
Or... Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I
love that
it.
Movie. That's the best. I need to watch that movie.
That is so old. I haven't seen that in ages. Yes.
Anyways, Bloody Baron has blood stains all over him that are all silver. So
hence
we
the Bloody Baron.
Exactly. That's where he gets his name.
I wonder what his real name is.
Baron something. I don't
well,
know.
The Baron's like a title, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be like Baron Von Jeff or something like that.
That's
his
it,
real
Tor.
Name.
you
so you
got
all know.
It. That's it.
I just had it coming to me. I just knew.
Yeah, so we find out as we're reading the book that the Bloody Baron is the reason for the death of Helena Ravenclaw, who is the Grey Lady. And he was, like, romantically interested in her. And she was just kind of like, shoo-shoo.
Not today.
And so the Bloody Baron got really upset, and he went and murdered her. And then he turned the knife on himself out of remorse for killing the woman that he loved.
Totally normal.
Yeah, that's a really... like normal relationship, especially now that they're both ghosts in the same place. That seems like a healthy way to go.
I wonder if he knew that she would come back, and so he's like, yeah, I'm doing that stalking forever.
Like, yeah, I'll turn into a ghost.
I get major creep vibes. This is like a true crime story, like in the making, or like throughout the centuries. Century-long
also,
true crime
like,
story.
Has she like just grown to like be okay with him now because they've been ghosts together forever? Like, obviously they died minutes apart.
Yeah.
So they've been together on Earth together, yeah, and then weird. As soon as they died, they both just, like, died, and then they were like, oh, dang it, we didn't get away from each other. Like, this
yeah.
sucks.
I was hoping that you wouldn't choose this. Well, I was hoping you would choose this.
I chose what I thought you wouldn't choose. So, one other fun fact about the Bloody Baron is that he's the only one known that can control Peeves. And so when Peeves is acting out, everyone goes and gets the Bloody Baron, and he can put Peeves in his place.
Put Peeves in his place. And if everyone doesn't know who Peeves is the poltergeist, which we will talk about poltergeist a whole other time. Because
yes,
I did
they
a little
are not
much,
ghosts, so.
Too much stuff.
Tori Ravenclawed the crap out of poltergeist, so.
That's right.
And ghosts.
Also,
so we
I got some
separate the podcast
because of it. I got some crazy ads popping up on my Google right now. I do not like scary things very much. I like things that like make my like heart go a little bit, like those kind of things, but not
yeah,
scary.
Like suspense. But...
there is a line.
I appreciate that
I
you're being
it.
Targeted by these ads. That's cool. That's
well,
what
I
do
typed,
for a job.
I researched for this one, and I was doing all ghosty stuff. So that was coming up. And then I started doing poltergeist stuff. And I was like, oh my God. gosh. We just took a whole other step into not fun stuff.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so the ghosts. The ghosts.
The ghosts.
Yeah, those are probably more terrifying. All right, we are going to talk about the Grey Lady, which we just learned a little bit about from Bloody Baron. She is the ghost of Ravenclaw. The Grey Lady is also known as Helena Ravenclaw. She's the daughter to the Hogwarts founder, Rowena Ravenclaw. Helena is quiet but beautiful, and she does end up helping Harry out in his search for Horcruxes, though I have to put in a little slight here that she totally also helped Tommy Boy find the diadem and turned it into a Horcrux as well. So
yeah. She's That's very awkward. Much influenced by charismatic men.
Apparently.
Which is why she didn't like the Bloody Baron, because he was a little too forward. And she was like, whoa, you need to charm me, buddy. Don't just tell me how you feel. But
sing a song.
Don't twist your words and confuse me. Right? That's what'll get me.
I just thought, it was so odd there, like that entire thing. But I also have to say, like, my favorite quote from her is like, if you do not know, you will never, or if you, oh, I don't even know. I can't even say it. What does she say?
If you know, you need not, or if you do not know, if you know, you need only ask.
Yes.
No, that's the end of it.
Yeah. If you don't know, you'll never something. I don't know. It's my favorite one from the thing. Also, I love the fact that she, like, is crazy upset with Harry at a point. She's like, I can't believe it. She's like, he destroyed it. And you're like, whoa. She just turned into, like, a crazy.
She just, like, flipped that switch, man.
Right? Like, oh, man.
I love the actress they got to play her, though. Like, I felt like she was exactly what I saw in my head when I was reading the books.
I did see someone older, though, because, like, when I think lady, I think, like, older. I don't know.
Yeah. But, especially called the Grey Lady. That just indicates, like, a grandma.
Right? But it does make it, yeah, right?
That'll be my grandma name. I'll be like, grandchildren, instead of calling me grandma, please call me the Grey Lady.
Grey Lady. Oh, my gosh, that'll be awesome. I will work on that leg. No, I think it made it even sadder when they did it in the movies, how it was a young lady, because you're just like, oh my gosh, Baron, like, what is wrong with you?
I know. Anyway. I know. So the next ghost on our list is the Fat Friar. He is the ghost for the Hufflepuff house.
Hufflepuff.
And he met his demise because, and I quote, a senior churchman grew suspicious of his ability to cure peasants merely by poking peasants with a stick. And his random habit of pulling rabbits out of the communion cup.
That probably did it for him.
That's awesome. So, honestly, the Fat Friar is probably the reason that wizards had to go into hiding. From the sounds of it, because he's just like, oh, taking communion? But what about this rabbit in the way?
I can't do it.
What? So Fat Friar is also quite the advocate for Peeves the poltergeist, saying that he should be given a second chance, which just sounds like typical Hufflepuff behavior.
Yeah.
So I wonder why he chose to come to Hogwarts.
Right? I have, like, he obviously wasn't at Hogwarts. Like, maybe he was. He went to school and then he, like, left, but, like, why are you still, like, so
why wouldn't he be haunting that church where
I would totally haunt that
suspicious,
church.
Like,
pull out,
like rabbits all the time. Except from
there's probably not that many. There's probably not that many wizards there.
Oh yeah.
So probably. He's probably like, I need people to see me and talk to me because I can't handle this right now. But I definitely can say that the Fat Friar is probably like really like buddy buddy with like people at Hufflepuff. Like, I'm pretty sure that they're like solid in all the school stuff.
They have like a spot on a beanbag in their common room just for the Fat Friar, and he comes and like hangs out with them. And
yes, he chills. He's cool.
They like have a rotting food table just for him.
Oh, gross!
Can, like, taste the food.
They are next to the kitchens. They probably totally could.
I know.
Put that together. Yuck!
But then they are advanced enough with their food magic. They have charms, so they don't have to smell it.
There you go. Keep it in the bubble.
Leave it out for the Fat Friar. Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's gross. All right. So the next ghost we have is Nearly Headless Nick, or his real name is Sir Nicholas Dimimsey Poppington.
Yay!
He is the Gryffindor house ghost. In life, Sir Nicholas was part of Henry VII's court, where he attempted to help a lady with her cosmetic problem, but ended up giving her tusks.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that.
That's awesome. Nick was poorly executed, and the executioner left a small piece of sinew and skin holding his head to his body, giving him the name Nearly Headless. They just hacked at him.
So there's a bunch of ghosts, like the headless, what's they're called?
The Headless Hunt?
The Headless Hunt.
Yes.
Who are actually headless. How do they keep track of their heads if they're ghosts?
I'm sure that they know.
Do they have like a little bag? Can they just like magnet it onto their body and then only choose when to take pop it off, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Or they just like hold it.
Do they just hold it the whole time?
Well, I do know that like in
they have to spend an eternity holding their head?
When they're talking to Harry and they're like disrupting Nicholas's death day party, like one of them like holds his head above with his hands. And he, like, looks through the crowd to find Harry or Nick or something. And it's, like, Harry's, like, says it was, like, really funny.
he sees the head.
And then he would, like, hold it under his arm. Like, funny things like that.
Yeah, but, like, the rest for eternity, I mean, there's not an end to being a ghost.
Yeah.
So you just, like,
that's why really they created the Headless Hunt, their exclusive club, because they're, like, yeah, we're cool.
Our lives suck now because we have to hold our heads. That's more like it.
They probably love it. They have headless soccer and
they're like, let's all leave our heads field in the hockey and try to run around.
I love it. It works.
Put
out.
Blindfolds on.
Oh yes.
Hold each other's heads and then try to direct each other's bodies to go do stuff.
It'd be the best. We're gonna play capture the head. Capture the flag, capture the head. I like it. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man. Well, there's Nearly Headless Nick. He's really sweet, though.
He is.
He's really
he always nice. Is trying
and
to help Harry.
I was always sad when he was stupefied, even though the... Or not stupefied.
Petrified.
Petrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was weird because he was like a ghost, and I was like, how did he get petrified?
Because right? He's like a ghost. Like, how are they going to fix this?
But I always was sad because...
I also have to say, I was really upset, like, during, like, while reading. I always wanted Harry to be like, hey, Nick, where are you buried? I will go fix this. And then go with an axe and just finish the rest of it.
What?
Because that was his one thing. He wanted to be on the Headless Hunt.
That thought crossed my head.
he wanted to be on the Headless Hunt, and Nick was so nice to him. Like, why not help a brother out?
Yeah, but it's an imprint. I think it's an imprint of when you die.
Oh.
So, like, or else like everyone's decomposing body would be what their ghost looks like.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some things can pass through. I just have always thought that. I was like, why is this not working?
Oh, like,
Harry,
my God.
Help him out. Apparently, I had a different child than you, Lex. Clearly.
We're definitely focused on different things since we've read the books. That's funny. So this next ghost is one that we all know pretty well, probably the best of all the ghosts, Moaning Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Whose real name is Myrtle Elizabeth Warren. So she's the ghost that haunts the girls' bathroom where she died. So her origin story totally holds up, like totally makes sense why she's haunting that space, right?
Yep.
And the only one that we know this much information about, which is so frustrating. So we learn in Chamber of Secrets that Myrtle died because she stared into the eyes of the basilisk as Tom Myrtle called it forth from its secret chamber under the sea. but she just had happened to be in the bathroom at the time, right?
Yeah,
was crying because girls were making fun of her. And then she heard the weird, strange boy.
And I went like, to go tell him to go away.
Yeah. And then I died.
And then I died.
Right over there. A big yellow eye. Anyways, sorry. Also, Myrtle's one of my favorite characters out of the series. Like, she's so funny and so dramatic. But have you seen the the meme of it's like young Harry Potter but in Myrtle's wig?
Yes. It's like Harry Potter played Daniel Radcliffe played both Harry Potter and Moaning Myrtle.
But like there's a serious similarity there. So
maybe they're cousins in real life.
Even though Myrtle was like 30 or 40 years old.
She was like 40, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks very youthful, girl. Yeah.
So Myrtle chose to return to Hogwarts with the aim of haunting her rival and bully, Olive Hornby, who had made Myrtle so upset the day of her death that she's the reason that Myrtle was in the bathroom in the first place. which Myrtle successfully did. I think we've talked about this in a different episode.
We did.
But she, like, haunted the crap out of Olive.
So much so that the ministry had to interfere. They're like, yeah, you can't do this.
Yeah, you need to back up. Wouldn't that be weird, though, to be, like, alive and in class one day and then, like, dead the next? Like, do you think she kept going to classes? Or she was just like, I'm staying here. Like, yeah, I can do what I want now.
Like, that would be the weirdest, surreal thing ever. Like,
yeah. But you're, like, still around all the people.
She had a purpose, though, I guess. Like, she was like, I'm gonna haunt Olive till the day I die. Yep. Till the day she dies.
Yep. So, Myrtle has been known to peep on prefects in the prefect's bathroom. She takes swims in the lake with the mermaids. And
who don't like her.
The octopus.
The squid.
The squid. I don't know why I said octopus. She flushes herself down her favorite toilet and, like, flies through the pipes in the water. So she's influenced by water, too. So she can influence water, but is also influenced by water.
That's right.
And then she develops crushes on boys that are nice to her, like Harry, or shares in her sadness, like Draco. Both of whom have pretty extensive conversations with Myrtle.
That is
which
true.
Is interesting, because she haunts a girl's bathroom. But she talks to boys way more than she talks to girls, so.
My favorite is, like, why in the world is Draco there? Like, Draco, why are you hanging out in the girl's bathroom?
Because he knew that no one would go in. No one goes into Myrtle's bathroom.
That's true, I guess, but still.
It's Myrtle's bathroom. She died and then, like, owns that space now, so.
I do have to say, like, when I'm sad, that bathroom is, like, the last place I want to go.
I know. Forever, that's the place you want to haunt. Like, yeah, you died there. You have the whole castle, honey. Go haunt your tower or something.
Go haunt your tower. She's a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, she is a Ravenclaw.
Maybe she got bored there.
Yeah, probably. Because, like, I don't know if you can learn or advance as a ghost, right? And so she was always stuck.
Yeah,
like, she'll always be stuck in that mentality.
That would be, like, the worst, with not the being knowledge able to grow. Has.
I know, but I don't think they do. Well, I mean, maybe, because they get to learn people's names and, like, new things about the school, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's the headmaster, things like that. I don't know. It's weird. It's a good thought, Lex. Yeah. All right. Our next ghost is Professor Cuthbert Binns. He's probably the most productive ghost of all the ghosts at Hogwarts. Professor Binns is the history of magic professor who apparently fell asleep in front of the staff room fire one day and simply got up to give his next class, leaving his body behind. Such dedication. He frequently enters his class through the blackboard, so he obviously is aware of his current living situation. Or not living situation. Even though he, like, is barely aware of his students. Mm-hmm. And on occasion is, like, astonished when they start asking him questions. Like, who are you? Like, how did you all get here?
Yeah, like, doesn't Hedwig come to the window in one of the classes and he gets her from the window? And she's, like, clawing and, like, loud. And, like, Professor Binns just doesn't react at all to it. He's like,
nope.
Droning on and on.
Yeah, like, totally just, like, oblivious. And then he, like, calls him the wrong names. like, okay.
Yeah, no wonder they all fail that class. That'd be the worst.
Because he just keeps going, droning on and on and on.
Do we know? Do we know how long he's been a ghost for? Like, when was he actual body versus ghost?
I couldn't find anything. I wonder, maybe I should go and look at, like, how he was dressed. Maybe that will give us a...
Yeah, I just wonder if there's some times in the history of magic that he's teaching, if he's not, like, caught up. Like, if he was died, like, 200 years ago, do they just not learn about the last 200 years
They don't
years
learn about current events. The Battle of Hogwarts is, like, not that, in, like, there yet.
Back in 1722, back when I was a young lad, here's some fun history facts. Like... I don't know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Like, he, like, is missing the last... It's like when you're in history class and you don't learn about the last, like, 5 years, and you're like, hey, that's when I was actually, like, aware of what was happening with the world.
That's when I can, like, relate to the things that are going on.
Yeah. But you're, like, reading about it, and you're like, great, it ends on, like, Clinton. Awesome. Do you know how much has happened since then?
Like, that's a great thing to end on.
Sorry. No, something good stuff to end on. we have
no,
some...
No, I was thinking on your history book. Oh, that's the best topic to end on is President Clinton.
Yeah. No, I always thought that was really, really annoying. I'm pretty sure that dates me because people are probably like, it doesn't end on him. And they're like...
it ends in 2015. We're like, oh.
Right?
There's a baby.
I have a baby sleeping on me. That's why we're recording oddly.
A super cute baby.
A super cute baby. All right. So the last little...
We need to find a reason to dress him up in something Harry Potter so we can post him on our Instagram tour.
Yes. Oh, I do. Oh, yeah. I have him in his Snuggle This Muggle onesie.
Hey, I think we have a star.
Have a little star. Oh, man. Anyway, so the last thing I wanted to talk about with ghosts were some ghosts that were left out of Harry Potter from the writings of J.K. These are just random ghosts that she had written down that she just decided, like, eh, I'm not going to talk about them. But that doesn't mean that they're not there, because we did not name 20 ghosts. P.S. So one of them is called the Black Knight. Kind of cool.
And that's all we know.
But see, the thing that I think of is I wonder if she left him out because she started talking about Sir Cadogan so much. And he's a painting.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe there was too many similarities.
Can you be a painting and a ghost?
Okay, that would be legit.
Can you,
awesome.
Like, as a ghost, go talk to your painting and talk to yourself?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, actually.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be super cool. Actually, if I was don't know a, why if I been... if I could leave behind a painting, then why would I want to become back as a ghost?
Right?
So...
Also... As a painting, are there, like, special artists who can only do the paintings? Like, there's
you
certain magic
have
to...
Use magic.
Well, yeah, but, like, magical painters?
Maybe. We're going to talk about it, because we're going to get all into painting on
so
another
many
episode.
Ideas!
Okay. We're talking about ghosts, Lex. All right, another ghost that was left out from Harry Potter is called the Toad. He would have left ectoplasm all over the classroom that he was in.
Was he, like, actually a toad?
Yeah, like Trevor the Toad, like a toad.
Wait, oh, so magical animals can choose to come back as ghosts?
Right? Like, what the frick is going on? Or maybe
why does the Hedwig come back?
Oh, because she is smart and understands that she needs to move on.
She knows that Harry needed her.
Right.
Why didn't she come back?
Yeah. Maybe animals can't come back. Maybe it was a person.
Who turned into a toad? Come on, Tori.
Or just called just the kidding. Toad. Whenever it's I think of Dolores Umbridge, I think of toads. So, I mean.
Leaving her ectoplasm all over classrooms.
Nasty. The last ghost that was left out, she had, like, a more extensive background on this one. His name was Edmund Grubb. Quote, he expired in the doorway of the dining hall. Sometimes he stops people getting in out of spite because he's hungry. He, like, wants to go eat. Edmund was meant to be a big, giant, fat Victorian ghost who died eating poisonous berries.
Wow.
Like a glutton. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's so interesting. I bet if she did that for gluttony that she has, like, a ghost archetype for every one of the sins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why maybe in her head... people wouldn't choose to go on because they knew they weren't good people, like the seven sins, the seven deadly sins, and so then they decided to stay as ghosts. I bet that's a thing in JK's head.
That's interesting. That's a good theory, Lex. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a wicked theory.
Look at me. End of a work day and I have all these ideas still.
My
it's
brain's still working. My brain works. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, we both said that at the same time. We're not sisters at all.
With the same sayings.
Well, I learned a lot about ghosts today. I hope you guys learned a lot about ghosts. I know Tori didn't because she knows everything. She's a Ravenclaw.
Whatever. So. I learned a few things. I didn't know about these like extra ghosts or.
Yeah, that's true. There's stuff you didn't know. I'm glad you're big enough to admit that, Tori.
I also want to know if Harry had gone to the corpse of Sir Nicholas, if he could have solved Nicholas' problem.
See, I'm way more interested in can a ghost and a painting of the same person talk to each
other? With each other.
And be like, hey, remember that one time? Oh, yeah, when we were like 7 years old? That was hilarious. I'm also watching Living With Myself right now on Netflix, and that's why I hate that.
I haven't started that yet.
It's weird. I'll just give you that as a forewarning. It's weird.
It's weird. Okay.
Weird enough that Jacob was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
He's like, hard pass, Lex.
Yeah, so now I have to balance Schitt's Creek and Living With Myself. I only watch like one episode a week, so I will be listening or watching these shows forever.
Until they're taken off Netflix.
Until they're taken off Netflix.
Well,
yeah.
Shoot. I'm out of luck.
Oh, man. All right, anyways.
Well, tangent.
Tangent. Would any of the characters we know on Harry Potter come back as ghosts?
No way.
No?
No. None of the main ones. Not at all.
Not even any of the bad ones?
Not like really.
Any of the Death Eaters?
I think they still had a pretty good grasp of a lot of things. No.
Well, I don't think just because you come back as a ghost doesn't mean you have a grasp on reality.
But it's like, it's because they fear. They have a fear of the next. I mean, obviously, what's so funny is Tom could have done that. Voldemort, he's like, it's okay if I die, I can just come back as a ghost.
Right?
But, yeah, no, that didn't happen.
He wanted to live a half life. A cursed life.
A cursed life.
Which is basically a ghost life.
Yeah, it is. It is a cursed life.
Yeah. Cursed to hold your head for eternity.
Lexi really wants to be in the Headless Hunt, so we need
No, I don't. That would be the worst. Please don't decapitate me when I die, okay? That's just a random request.
We'll put it in the will, Lex.
Do not decapitate.
Instead of like, do not resuscitate, do not decapitate.
They're like, D&D, what does that mean?
She was super into D&D.
She was really into it, guys.
So into it. Like.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, back to the ending. Go tell us on social media if you think any people in the Harry Potter series come back as ghosts, and who and why. We want to know.
Mischief managed.